The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hi, folks. Welcome to you all. Good morning to many. Good afternoon. I see Ireland, Scotland in the house. Sweet. My partner sometimes listens to Gil's Dharmet on the way to work. And yesterday she did not hear Dr. Fransdahl, but me rambling about the need to relinquish any fantasy of a love devoid of ambivalence. She calls me at like 7:50. And is like laughing. She's like really, really leaning into that theme of ambivalence, huh? Anything you need to tell me, you know? No, dear. Just talking about ambivalence. On that note, we sit. Find your posture. Just letting it all shake out. Relaxing everything that can be relaxed. Anything that cannot be relaxed, to try to relax it is just more tension. We allow it to remain. Maybe it's possible to relax even the assumptions about what's supposed to happen, what comes next, who you are, what we're doing, what meditation is. We relax all of that. to relax is simply to realize that something we were holding on to doesn't need to be held, that the holding was demanding some energy, intention. And so, in some sense, the whole of the path is just a progressively refined relaxation, self-soothing. So there's nothing needs to be soothed. Our breathing can soothe whatever's inflamed. Breathe life into whatever is dull or numbed out. Such that we feel the presence of our breath, not just the front of our body, but the back of our body, not just in our face or torso, belly, but the whole body, unified by breathing. Mindfulness perched on that razor edge between knowing and not knowing. thinking arises as mental imagery, even with our eyes closed, imaging our body or the room or some future memory. And become disidentified from the imaging our mind does. And words, you just call it thinking, but it's auditory thinking. The almost desperation we have to narrate the moment, to situate self and world, past, present, future, to situate our attractions and repulsions, liking, disliking. We start to become sensitized to auditory thinking, to actual sense of spatial location where it arises. Often between the ears, back of the head. Of course, it's not actually happening there, but at the level of perception, it arises spatially located. We're not trying to get it to stop or start, not exerting force at all. But when a sentence comes to an end, we listen to the silence that replaced the sound. Our thinking is often a tool of our wanting. The way we organize our preferences and hopes and fears. The way clinging strategizes. And so we practice wanting what we have. What we have is imperfection. And yet our heart can be fully satisfied, even amidst imperfection. Then there's nothing left to strategize. Just to be alive is enough, Suzuki Roshi said. Thank you.